Welcome to this SCS CD for Using Self-Hypnosis to Transform Your Life, your gateway to changing in the ways that will allow you to enjoy more life, more love, more health, and more vitality in every way, on all levels and for all time. This is Joel Bowman for SCS Matters, LLC, and I will be your guide on this journey of self-discovery as you learn the process of using self-hypnosis to transform your life. This first track of the CD provides a brief overview of hypnosis and other forms of trance, such as guided imagery, watching television, or reading a good book. The second track offers suggestions for how you can best use self-hypnosis to stop smoking, lose weight, or gain weight if you need to, and to set and achieve a wide variety of worthwhile goals. The third and final track will guide you in the process of developing your ability to quickly, easily, and comfortably go into a state of self-hypnosis. When you listen to the third track, do so when you can sit or lie comfortably and devote your full attention to the CD. Be sure to avoid listening to the third track while driving or operating machinery that requires your full attention. The state we call hypnosis is a natural part of the human condition. Most animals, in fact, enter trance-like states with regularity. As far as we know, however, humans are the only ones who can deliberately choose to use trance for specific purposes. Dr. Milton Erickson, often called the father of modern American hypnotherapy, is said to have defined hypnosis as a reduction in the multiplicity of the foci of attention. What this means is that hypnosis is actually a form of exquisite concentration. It also means that we are in trance much of the time. It isn't a matter of whether we are in trance, so much as it is a matter of which trance we are in. We pass through a period of trance whenever we go to sleep, and again when we wake up. Most routine activities, such as brushing our teeth or shopping for groceries, are performed while we are in trance. Those who play sports or musical instruments are familiar with the feeling of being in the zone. That is another kind of trance. If you spend a lot of time at a computer keyboard, you probably have a typing trance. See what happens, for example, when you try to decide consciously which finger to use to hit which key. If you meditate, you have probably already recognized that meditation is actually a form of self-hypnosis. You breathe more deeply and slowly. Your heart rate slows, and you can actually feel your muscles and nerves relax. You may be aware that the deep relaxation influences your emotional and mental fields as well as your physical body. You increasingly feel emotionally centered, and your mind is more focused. In spite of the fact that we all do it, trance in general and hypnosis in particular have a bad and unwarranted reputation for some people. The fear is that, when hypnotized, you lose control. In a number of well-known movies and books, the evil hypnotist takes control of the unwitting victim. Stage hypnotists often have people do silly things, such as squawk like a chicken or bark like a dog, but that's just part of the show business trance. The subjects are hypnotized by show business rather than by the hypnotist. The fact is that no one loses control when hypnotized. When you are very deeply in trance, you may lose conscious awareness for what happened in trance, just as you lose conscious awareness of what happens while you are asleep. That doesn't mean that you have lost control. If you need to go to the bathroom in the night, your brain wakes you up. You may have been soundly asleep, but the part of your brain that never sleeps stays alert to make sure that you are safe. In general, people are influenced far more when they think they are fully awake and conscious, but are open to suggestion because of the situation. If you've ever been to a doctor and received a prescription, the doctor may have said that the medicine would have you feeling better within a day or two. What we now know is that what the doctor says goes in as a hypnotic command. The medicine works better because you are in the medical trance. This is also true when the doctor tells someone that he or she will never walk again, or that he or she has only 6 months or a year to live. Those too are hypnotic commands. Many of the beliefs that influence us, in both positive and negative ways, originated in a hypnotic command delivered by a parent, a teacher, or someone else we loved or admired. You may know people who were told that they couldn't carry a tune, that they would never amount to anything, or that they couldn't do anything right. The person may have actually said, "I can't do anything right." But because they loved the person, they may have identified with the suggestion and adopted it as their own. Whether you agree with and accept a suggestion as true for you, or whether you disbelieve it and feel the need to prove that it is not true, the suggestion is influencing you. Either way, it's hypnosis. All hypnosis is actually self-hypnosis, and you already know how to do it. The really wonderful thing is that you can use the same power of hypnotic trance to undo limiting beliefs, including those you learned in earliest childhood, and adopt beliefs that better serve your purpose. Some of those old beliefs are, of course, helpful. It's usually a good idea to look both ways before crossing the street. It is usually a good idea to be fully alert while driving. Other beliefs, such as, "I can't remember names," or "I can never get ahead," are less helpful. Many people, for example, believe that being poor is somehow more virtuous or more spiritual than being rich, and then they wonder why accumulating wealth is so difficult. You may already have a good idea of which beliefs have served you well and which have limited you in ways you now wish to change. When you learn to take control of your own process of self-hypnosis, you will have a new and powerful tool for changing beliefs and behaviors that have been preventing you from reaching your full potential. To learn more about hypnosis, guided imagery, and other forms of trance, you may wish to read some of the many books available that cover a wide variety of applications. You may be amazed at the range and impact of trance work. Your reading what has been published, however, is just the beginning. Self-hypnosis is different from being hypnotized by someone else in a number of ways. When someone else hypnotizes you, he or she guides you through the process so that you can relax into a deep trance state while being assured that the hypnotist will stay focused on the purpose of the trance and will bring you back to full consciousness when the time is right. Especially when you are first learning to enter and use the trance state, you may find it helpful to practice at about your usual bedtime, and then allow yourself to move from the hypnotic trance into a natural sleep. As you become more experienced, you will find that you can take advantage of any quiet moment to enter a deep trance, give yourself appropriate suggestions, and awaken feeling refreshed and alert. The next track on this CD will introduce you to a standard pattern for you to use while you're learning and using self-hypnosis for the changes you want for yourself now.